Welcome to your cycling news flash on Friday, the 13th of February. Christian Scaroni sealed both the stage win and the overall victory at the Tour of Oman with a perfectly timed late attack on Jebel Al-Akhdar, delivering a big result for XDS Astana. On the final climb, the Italian broke clear and powered away from his rivals, taking the stage and securing the leader's jersey on the toughest day of the race. Scaroni's move came after a hard day of a challenging terrain, and his strength on the steep gradient proved decisive as he crossed the line alone. He capped a consistent week of racing and confirmed his control of the general classification on Green Mountain. Behind him, the fight for the remaining podium places stayed tight, with several GC contenders battling deep into the climb. XDS Astana executed their plan very well, supporting Scaroni throughout the stage and setting him up for a winning attack. After five demanding stages across Oman, Scaroni leaves the race as the overall champion, marking a strong early season success for both the rider and the team. The 2026 editions of Paris-Roubaix and Paris-Roubaix Femmes have been unveiled with updated routes that promise even tougher and more selective racing. For the men's race, organizers have kept many of the classic cobble sectors but introduced changes that could accelerate the pace and make key parts of the course more decisive. The opening section and some of the transitional farm tracks have been reworked, which is expected to push groups apart earlier and increase the chances of long-range attacks. On the women's side, the 2026 Paris-Roubaix Femmes route will be the toughest yet, featuring more cobbled sectors than ever before. Three new sectors have been added to extend the challenge, giving riders a long and more demanding parcours on the rough terrain that defines the Hell of the North. These additions are designed to reward resilience and bike handling as much as raw power. Together, the 2026 route for both races underline a shift toward more aggressive racing, where timing, positioning and endurance over the cobbles could be even more crucial. World-class racing turns to the UAE Tour next week, but without Jonas Vingegaard, who is not starting the race as he focuses on his 2026 season, and more importantly, after a crash a few weeks ago. That leaves the door open for Remco Evenepoel, who headlines a strong field in what will be his second stage race for Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe. UAE Team Emirates will look to Isaac Del Toro for GC ambitions after his breakthrough 2025 season, while Jonathan Milan is set to be the main sprint attraction. The seventh stage race covers more than 1,000 kilometers and features two summit finishes, including the debut of the Jebel Mobra. The UAE Tour runs from February 16th to 22nd. This was your cycling news for this week. Remember to check out our podcast every Wednesday and visit sbs.com.au/sport for all your cycling needs.